Good evening. Welcome to evening prayer on Friday, 19th of June.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in your faithfulness give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness.
Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified.
My spirit faints within me, and my heart within me is desolate.
Stretch out my hands to you, my soul gasps for you like a thirsty land.
O Lord, make haste to answer me, my spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, let I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you.
Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path.
Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, bring me out of trouble. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
This opening prayer may be said. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind.
As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen.
Give me justice, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness. Contend, O Lord, with those who that are contended within me. Fight against those that fight against me.
Take up shield and buckler and rise up to help me.
Draw the spear and the bar the way against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation.
Let those who seek after my life be shamed and disgraced. Let those who plot my ruin fall back and be put to confusion.
Let them be as a chaff before the wind, with an angel of the Lord thrusting them down.
Let their way be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them.
For they have secretly spread a net for me without a cause. Without any cause, they have dug a pit for my soul.
Let ruin come upon them unawares. Let them be caught in the net they laid. Let them fall in it to their destruction.
Then will my soul be joyful in the Lord and the glory of his salvation.
My very bones will say, Lord, who is like you? You deliver the poor from those who are too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who would despoil them.
False witness rose up against me. They charged me with things I knew not.
They rewarded me evil for good to the desolation of my soul.
But as for me, when they are sick, I put a sackcloth and humble myself with fasting.
When my prayer returned empty to my bosom, it was as though I grieved for my friend or brother.
I behaved as one who mourns for his mother, bowed down and brought very low.
But when I stumbled, they gathered me in delight. They gathered together against me, as if they were strangers I did not know. They tore at me without ceasing.
When I fell, they mocked me. They gnashed at me with their teeth.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages and my poor life from the young lions.
Give me justice, O my God, according to your righteousness.
Free us, righteous God, from all oppression, and bring justice to the nations, that all the world may know you as King of kings and Lords, now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
A reading from Romans 8, verse 18 to 30. The sufferings that we have now are nothing compared to the great glory that will be shown to us. Everything God made is waiting with excellence for God to show his children's glories completely. Everything God made was changed to become useless, but not by its own wish, but by because God wanted it to, and because all along there was hope that everything God made would be set free from ruining the freedom and the glory that belongs to God's children. We know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us. We have the Holy Spirit as the first part of God's promise. So, we are waiting for God to finish making us his own children, which means our body will be set free. We are saved and we have this hope. If we see what we are waiting for, that is really not hope. People do not hope for something they already have, but we are hoping for something we do not have, yet we are waiting for it patiently. Also, the Spirit helps us with our weakness. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself speaks to God for us, even begs God for us, with deep feelings that words that cannot explain. God can see what his people's hearts, and he knows what are in people's mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit speaks to God for his people in the way God wants. We know that everything God's works for the good of those who love him. They are the people he called, because that was his plan. God knew them before he made the world, and because he chose them to be like his only son, so that Jesus would be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. God planned for them to be his only son, and those who he planned to be like his son, he also called. And those who called, he also made them right with him. And those who he made right, he also glorified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, the world is full of lonely people who are weary and burdened, most alone, but not all. Some are in distress by being surrounded by those with whom they have no likeness. Be gracious to each hurting soul, I pray. I ask that many would find their comfort and succour in you, who came to earth to carry our burdens, heal our brokenness, and set us free from life's bondage. Thank you that you have promised to give your precious rest and perfect peace to all who look to you. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.